I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa has started tracking the COVID-19 deaths of people who were diagnosed with the virus but not tested. It's a change that could add hundreds of more deaths to the state's count. The Iowa Department of Public Health said Tuesday that Iowa now accepts clinical diagnoses from doctors and not just positive virus tests when attributing a death to the coronavirus. The change removed 433 deaths from the system, but added 610, providing an initial gain of 177 deaths, raising the state's toll to 2,898. Some of the removed cases could be added back in once the proper coding is applied. Siouxland District Health recorded one more death due to complications of COVID-19 for a total of 142 in Woodbury County. The latest virus numbers in Nebraska show some improvements, but health officials say virus cases still remain high, and it's not clear yet how Thanksgiving gatherings and traveling will impact the numbers. An official with the University of Nebraska's Medical Center's Global Center for Health Security said the state is seeing a real decrease in new cases and hospitalizations, but there is a good chance those numbers could go back up without efforts to limit the spread of the virus with preventative measures such as wearing masks. Nebraska reported almost 13 new cases and 31 deaths on Monday night. Meanwhile, the number of people hospitalized in South Dakota with COVID-19 fell to the lowest level since November 5th, while the state reported one additional death from the disease, according to the Department of Public Health. The statewide death toll in South Dakota due to COVID-19 is 1,111. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.